The Evers administration has started asking the public for advice on how and where to spend up to $10 million for charging stations for electric vehicles in Wisconsin. Electric vehicles, or EV, still only make up a tiny fraction of autos in the state. However, analysts think that number would grow if there are more places to recharge the cars. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
Governor Tony Evers wants the $10 million to come from part of Wisconsin's share of a settlement over an emissions scandal involving Volkswagen. His administration says the electric vehicle charging stations can only be put on government properties, at workplaces, and at multifamily unit dwellings, not at individual homes where many EV owners already charge their cars. Officials kicked off a series of statewide listening sessions on the topic last Friday at UW-Milwaukee. Kevin Stanley says he drives a Chevy Volt, which can run 50 miles per battery charge, but has a gasoline engine for longer trips. Stanley says one key issue is where to place stations that recharge EVs quickly versus a slower station called a Level 2.
In the areas where you have short-term, like the two-hour parking meters, those are the areas where you'd want like the fast charging, and then the longer duration parking, regular level two would be good.
Jane McCurry is with the renewable energy group Renew. She says around the state, it's good to keep in mind that the fast charging stations that Renew prefers can be expensive.
So we want to make sure that we're putting stations in places that they'll be used and that drivers will want to stop. So having stations right off of key highway corridors.
The Customers First Coalition, which includes Renew, the Citizens Utility Board, electrical workers, and utilities, says Wisconsin also needs to broaden access to the chargers. Coalition official Kristen Jilks says people don't want their EV to run out of juice.
You have rural drivers who need access, workplace programs also will help alleviate range anxiety in a way.
The state plans to hold five more listening sessions over the next 2 weeks, but there remains one more hurdle. Conservatives have challenged the governor's veto that set aside the $10 million for chargers. Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes says Evers was right.
Why should we have to look for another $10 million? That $10 million can go to something else. You know, this $10 million in Volkswagen settlement money frees up another $10 million that can go to our schools.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court is scheduled to hear oral arguments in the veto case April 20th. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.